Giger. Chibis.
Welcome to Big Timmy's house. My name is Big Timmy. Joining me, as always, is my wife, Lady Giggles.
Hello.
And today we've got two sort of topics of discussion.
We do.
So, firstly, we'll look at the first one because that's what you do. That's how orders work.
Yeah.
Like numbers and stuff. So, in America, we have Disney Plus has just launched.
Yes.
Which is the Disney streaming platform, which has everything.
All Disney-ness. Goodness.
Apart from the racist one, the Song of the South. You probably haven't seen it, but it's basically like a really racist Disney movie.
Okay, I definitely haven't seen that. Yeah. Never even heard of it.
So I thought let's go over our top five Disney films.
Animated.
Yeah. I was going to go in the stipulations.
Sorry.
So stipulations are, it has to be Disney animation, and it can't be Pixar, it can't be Marvel or
Star Wars.
It has to be strictly Disney animation.
That's how they started, so we will continue.
Yes. So I'd like to stipulate my honourable mentions first, which is pretty much
All of them.
The Disney, yeah.
It's so difficult to choose.
I literally can't pick like a few to honourably mention because I think they're all that I do enjoy them all.
Yes.
Even the less good ones.
Yes, like some things like Wreck-It Ralph. That's not on my
shit. I forgot that one.
That's not on my list, but. See, yeah, because that's all about the game consoles, and you're just like, you know, arcade games, and you're just like, there's Sonic, like, ah, Sonic's in it.
Yeah, that probably would have been on my top five.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm happy with the choices I've made.
That's why I made it an honourable mention because
like a highlighted honourable mention, as they're all...
As I say, they're all good in their own ways.
Yes.
And it is really difficult to pick one. Pick five. Oh, well, technically, I've kind of picked six.
Okay,
that's fine.
What do you mean you've kind of picked six?
I have picked six. Okay, that's fine. I'll put another one into honourable mentions, and I'll put Moana into honourable mentions, because I love that film.
Oh, it's a good film.
Love that film.
That is a very good
film. The worst
film,
I've got the song in my head. Make way, Moana.
Really? Not like, what can I say except you're welcome. I love that track.
That's a good song.
It's a good actual mix of songs on that.
Yes, definitely.
That'll play in later with some of my top picks, to be fair.
Uh-huh, nice.
So, should we go for our number fives?
Okay.
Do you want to go first?
I'll go first.
Lady?
Pocahontas.
Pocahontas, okay.
Yes.
Any particular reason why?
Mine
are in no particular order.
I'm pretty sure I said that about seven times, but mine are no in particular order. But I'm just going from the bottom up.
Right. Yeah.
Because it was one of the first movies that a woman is really the central role.
Okay.
Like the heroine. She's not having a prince save her, kind of thing.
She's sort of the one doing the saving, really.
Yes, she's the one doing the saving, with John Smith saving John Smith's life.
Yeah, I guess I can. Yeah, it's one thing where a lot of people recently have been praising Frozen
for,
because it's like, oh, the female doesn't need a man to save her. But yeah, Pocahontas
was one of the firsts.
Pocahontas literally saves...
that does exactly the same.
Yeah. And you're sort of like... She didn't need a man to save her.
So yeah,
even
her lady friends were trying to stop her from doing reckless things that she was doing.
And the lady friends were also just like, just stick with this guy. Yeah. Stick to your own kind. They were racist as well.
Yeah.
Wow.
Scary, huh?
The real story is really fucked up though, of Pocahontas.
Yeah.
Because it's like, she was like 14 and he was like 36, mm-hmm. and he had a family back home. John Smith. And Mel Gibson plays John Smith in that.
Yep.
You know, before he went, like, completely Mel Gibson. I guess is what you would say.
Yeah, that's fine. That works for me.
A fairly solid choice.
So, yep, I love it. I just love the way it's portrayed and, you know... The songs.
The Colour of the Wind is a good...
Colour of the Wind is my favorite, one of my favourite songs.
Yeah, that's a good song. And the way that it's portrayed in the film is very good.
Yeah, it's well done, so...
Are you ready for mine?
Go on, then.
Mine has a man as the hero.
Okay.
Can you guess what it is?
I'm going to say Big Hero 6.
No. Hercules. I had a mad fascination with Greek mythology when I was younger, and Hercules came out and we were doing the Greeks at school.
At school, nice.
And I sort of just like got totally taken and taken away by that. The cast is great.
Yeah, I never saw Hercules when it came out originally.
Oh, it's great.
I've only seen it most recently.
Hmm.
And most of its time has been with you.
Yeah, it's I like the songs, the gospel sort of.
Sorry, just thinking about it.
Start again.
Sorry.
I like the gospel songs, the way that they do the choruses, like the Greek choruses, like gospel singers, yeah. And it's a story about a guy who is literally sort of shit on by everyone around him.
Yeah.
And he just goes and becomes like the hero.
Yeah, and still helps them.
Yeah, even though that they're complete dicks.
Yeah.
And. You know, I think some people can relate to being sort of shit on for being a bit different. And then they go and help people.
Yep.
And then those same people might come back and be like, oh my God, you're so great. I know that guy. Like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I loved watching, especially with the gospel singers, they're all like...
Their movements
yeah. And how they did it in like... Kind of like an Egyptian style, kind
or
of
Greek.
Oh well, yeah, but that's how you know it was.
Yeah, like the vases,
and stuff.
Yeah,
and that they obviously did symbols and stuff, and obviously the symbols were moving because obviously they were the ladies.
Yes,
I like that bit. That was good.
It's the style that they did those characters in. You liked basically. Yeah, it's a good film. I like the songs as well.
Yep. Good
some
songs.
Great songs about, you know, I'm different and everyone shits on me. And then there's like, everyone loves him. Look at his dick.
Yep.
Obviously, the real story of Hercules is really fucked up.
No.
I think he ends up going crazy in the end and killing his entire family. So read the Greek myths, guys.
Yeah. Yep.
So number four.
Number, again, not in any order. Big Hero 6.
That is on my list as well. So I can... that is my number four as well. So,
Hero 6.
CGI. And at the first on our lists, both our lists, that are CGI. It's actually done by Disney. It's not like, you know, by Pixar or anything.
I think, no. It's a Disney film.
Song-wise, there's not really like...
There's not any songs in
traditional.
It.
Traditional. No. There are songs in it. But it's not like a traditional like Disney thing. Well, it's not like they're going like, I've got dreams!
Yeah, they're not actually singing in it.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of a good... Sort of an evolving... They were sort of... It's a sort of a Marvel property.
Yeah.
That they've sort of quietly just brushed to the side and made a Disney-only thing. But I think it's good.
Yeah, no, I love it.
I mean, there's no... There's no way you can watch that film and not
love it.
Yeah.
Hairy baby.
Yeah. Baymax is a fantastic character. The team, they're just full of like...
Yeah, they're just teenagers just being dumped in this situation and then you're just like,
Well, no, they I don't feel they're dumped in that situation. They're literally like, they run straight into battle,
yeah,
sort of thing.
In some respect.
Yeah. And it's
but
just,
they are kind of forced by Hero, because obviously they're like, Hero is sad, we want to help,
help
Hero.
It. Well, they're not forced, though. They're sort of doing it for them, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're like, we're going to do this for him. They're not there like, we're. It's not like with a normal sort of superhero story where it's like, I have these powers and now I have to use them.
No, true.
They make their powers and then they're like, you know, we're doing it to help our friend.
Yeah.
I think it's a great film.
Yeah, no, I love it.
And I, yeah. And playing it in Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
Kingdom Hearts 3 was brilliant. I loved it. So, number three?
Number three is Mulan.
You know what?
What?
Number three, Mulan.
We know each other too well. That's quite scary.
It'd be interesting to see what the next one is. So, again, strong female lead.
Yep, love it.
She sort of goes against
her father's wishes.
Yeah, and tradition.
And tradition, yep.
It's there's a bit. There's a song in there that I love.
Yep.
Which is not the one that you think it is, I'm sure, because I do love that other song. But it's it goes like, who is that girl I see?
Our reflection.
Staring straight back at me.
Yep, reflections.
Why is my reflection someone I don't know?
Yep, love that.
I'm a genius singer. Yeah, it's again this whole thing of just like, she's not, you know, I don't know.
She's not comfortable with who she is.
Yeah.
And obviously, again, wants to help her family because her father's obviously got an injury from his from the previous war or fight or whatever caused the injury. And so she obviously wants to help. But obviously, being a female, they don't like females in the army.
She's basically aware that if her father goes off to war, he's going to die.
Yes, exactly.
And she views herself as being a fuck-up. So she's like, well, I'll take his place. And, yeah, I think everyone, again, can relate to that. And then she basically saves all of China from the... And, again, people are like, oh, she's not a strong enough female character for us. You're like,
really?
What the fuck are you talking about?
You're joking me.
If you guys have disagreements with this as well, please feel free to send us our social media pages and just be like, you're wrong, they're all weak. And we'll still disagree with you, I think.
Yeah, totally. Love it.
One of the best songs in Disney history, I feel, is Let's Get Down to Business to Defeat the Huns. I love Make a Man Out of You. It's just good.
It's great. Love it.
And it's sort of like, he's like, you know, you guys are all dicks and you're worthless and stuff. And then she uses that to become better, in some cases better. They actually show in that where she like kicks a crap out of Shang and then he's all like, ugh.
Yeah, exactly.
How relieved do you think he was after he was like, I was getting a boner over Pang and now, like, because she must have confused people because, like, you know, everyone's all like, oh, Pang's got a bit of a thing about him.
Maybe. Don't know, it's weird, isn't it? Because like the song where they were talking about they're on the march,
a girl worth fighting for.
Girl worth fighting for. But like they were talking about obviously a woman that cooks, a woman with good looks, and then obviously
a woman who
Mulan
fucks.
Yeah, and then Mulan goes, a woman with good personality.
She's got intelligence.
Intelligence.
And like, who wants
really?
That?
Who wants that?
Yeah, but they're all sort of like, what I'm saying is they might have been looking at Pang's like butt and been like, oh yeah, Pang's got a nice ping.
Ping? Ping, ping,
ping. Ping, like, ping. Oh, look at Ping's butt. And then they're confused.
It could be. Who knows?
I don't know.
Who knows?
I think that'd be, that's something they could explore in their remake that they're going to do.
Well, yeah, and considering at the very end of the movie... Excuse me.
All the guys get dragged.
Yeah.
And then start like, yoo-hoo! And then they take their fans away. It's like, why have you got a beard? It's Like, well, I can have a beard if I want. Fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck you, invading force. yeah, it's a great film.
I love it. I'll happily watch it every day.
I think there was like a load of sequels as well.
Yeah.
Like straight to video sequels.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which I'm not saying that's a good thing, but, you know.
Yeah, because I think the second one, the Emperor has children or something, and so Mulan and Shang have to ferry them, or not ferry them, but chauffeur them, be bodyguards to them across the Emperor or the province or whatever to another.
So, hang on, let's just... They're basically... I mean, we don't really need to go into this,
no, I know, but
the sequels, but you're saying that they basically were chaperoned across to another territory.
Yeah.
Cool, and that was... Like, what was... Why?
Oh, we were just talking about the second one, so I just thought, talk about it.
Okay. next one. You're number two.
Tangled.
Tangled for me.
Tangled is my
two. What a film.
Love it.
Again, it's another film with a really strong female lead that often gets overlooked because she falls in love with a guy.
Yep.
Even though they say in the movie that she doesn't immediately fall in love with him.
No.
They just start dating.
Yeah.
And then eventually get married. Which
that's happens in life.
Yeah, it's sort of a bit of a bit of a weird one, in the sense that it was sort of Disney trying to come up with like a new sort of I don't know, like these new stories where it's a bit more like the female character is a lot stronger. Yeah. But obviously with the story, because it's basically Rapunzel, isn't it?
Yes, it is Rapunzel.
It's sort of difficult to do her completely strong because she is a girl that's been sheltered.
Yeah, exactly.
And then she escapes and has this adventure.
So you kind of think the man's going to be the one who takes all the hits, the brunts, you know. But in the end, actually, because she's such a lovely young lady, she just makes everyone smile and sing, and
yeah, she sort of, I don't know, goes around and he's trying to basically scare her off so that he can get his reward, his crown, and then and get out of there. And it's sort of like everyone's just like, she's adorable.
And she's adorable.
The songs in that again,
oh yeah, amazing.
Are just fantastic. There's 7 a.m. the usual morning lineup. I love that. I used to do my housework on a Sunday morning when you were at work to that song, and I just dance around and sort of do my cleaning in there. Yeah. I guess
and Mother,
Mother Gothel.
Mother Gothel. That's it. You don't really think that she's the bad guy at first until...
Well, you kind of do, because they show her as the bad guy.
Yeah, but you kind of think, well, you kind of see her as a good bad guy.
Which she might be a little... Well, you see her kidnap a child at the beginning. That's the thing that's a bit like... I'm like, I thought she was a bad guy. I was like, well, she's obviously a bit of a prick because she stole the child. But I can see what you mean, where she's like, maybe... She likes that character. She sort of fall in love with her and wants to protect her as a mother, sort of thing. But I mean, the worst thing is, I think overbearing parents, I don't think that's a good thing.
No.
Because I do see it sometimes where the parents are like constantly, like, you know, in the faces of the friends of mine, for example. And I'm like, ugh. Like, because it is sort of like there is a point, and in this film, like, Rapunzel's 18 and her mother's telling her she can't go out.
No.
And you're sort of like,
that's not fair.
No. And it's sort of, in a sense, it's a bit like creepy. And she, Rapunzel, occasionally in the film, is sort of like oh, I don't know what I should do. I don't want to let my mum down. And it's sort of like, well, look, you're an adult.
Yep.
Just fucking deal with it. You don't have to have your parents' approval for everything. I mean, I'm sure my parents look at me sometimes and go, what the fuck is wrong? What the fuck is he doing?
I don't think so.
But, well, even if they do, it's not something that concerns me. I'm not there going like, oh, how can I please my parents? Because I am me, and, you know, that's how it rolls.
Yep.
Unfortunately, I mean, I have that opinion about everyone, though. I'm there just like, people don't like me. I'm like, naff off.
Yeah, I've come to that decision with life.
Anyway, number one, this is where we're going to differ.
It is where we're going to differ. Lilo and Stitch.
Why do you love Lilo and Stitch?
Because I love Stitch. it's basically, it's one of the...
It was at the start of the sort of more modern era, yes, of Disney. Yes, it was. They have a non-traditional story, because it's not really a love story.
No, it's not. It's more of a family-orientated story. Where, again, obviously you have two sisters and an alien, basically. That's what Stitch is. And he was basically a monstrosity to the colony that he was made into.
He was an experiment.
He was an experiment.
And it's basically like they had made a weapon.
Yeah.
And he escapes.
Yep.
And the trailers for it, he goes to different Disney movies.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
And fucks them up.
Yeah.
Which is fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's hilarious. But yeah, no, obviously then, again, just this little girl falling in, like, you know, wanting this dog, as they thought he was at first. You know, he was different. He was blue, for one. Obviously, dogs most likely aren't blue. They're more of a blacky blue than a pure...
You don't have to explain. Pretty sure people know that dogs aren't blue.
No. But, you know, so, again, she falls in love, you know, with this character and shows no resentment, no remorse of, you know, wanting to help save this
weird-looking thing. Well, Lilo's like a character that basically sort of looks at... She's got a bit of a skewed look at the world, really.
Yes, she does.
And she's a bit of a sort of a rebel.
Mm, she is. Feeding the fish.
Yeah, and so Stitch is like the perfect jigsaw piece for her family unit, yeah, sort of thing. I've got to say, I do love that film. Yep. I've watched it a couple of times with you, and I do... Oh, it's funny as well.
Sorry.
What? Roller Coaster Ride?
Yeah, Roller Coaster Ride is the first song in the movie.
Oh, okay. Do you want my number one?
Go on then.
Can you guess it?
No, because I was going to put Hercules for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Goofy movie?
Oh, of course it is.
This film so much. Now, my parents are both alive. I should preference. But I don't know what it is. It's this idea of the teenager sort of growing up, and his dad is losing his son, in essence. Yep. I don't have kids, and I think my relationship with my dad was pretty solid throughout the time, but I think it's just a great thing. You see, they go on this road trip and they hate, like, Max hates Goofy, and then but they sort of grow closer because of it.
Yep.
And the songs in it are amazing. Fabulous. They're sort of like these 90s sort of like pop songs, pop rock songs. Yep. And I love it so much. And yeah, the film has got this sort of silly, sort of like goofy type. I'm trying to think of the thing. It's sort of like a Goofy's like the classic goofy character, yeah, from Disney, and then Max is his teenage son, and the juxtaposition with that,
yeah,
like modern teenager with Goofy.
With Goofy.
There is like a sort of theory, you can look it up on YouTube, I'm sure, where Goofy is actually, Max is this child that was in these Goofy shorts, and you would always see Goofy, but not his wife. There was just this hint of his woman. And they were saying that, in a way, that was the Goofy movie is a sequel to those.
Oh, okay.
And the Goof Troop cartoon as well, which used to be on, was a sequel to those. Yeah. So she died at some point.
Yeah.
And it's Goofy's a single father bringing up his son, sort of thing. I think that's another reason. I used to love the Goof Troop. And when there was a movie and it was as good as it is, the songs were the songs were great, and the storyline was pretty solid. Oh, I love it so much. It's really weird because I love it so much. I just do.
Yeah, that's it.
The Powerline songs are great. Yeah. Like seeing things eye to eye. Yeah. So it's just quite nice actually. I really want to watch the Goofy movie.
Yeah, I want to watch all these movies now, to be honest.
And that's the worst thing, because that's one thing, reason why we probably should get Disney Plus when it comes out, because
we can just binge watch movies. We can
binge watch all these Disney movies and just, like, you know, sing along to all the songs.
Absolutely.
That's one of my favourite things about these movies, is that they've given you, like, they've given the world all these songs.
Yep.
And you just... Yeah, you just sometimes you'll get the thing where you're like, "I'm the king of the swingers,
that's it.
Jungle VIP," and you know everybody wants to be a cat.
Oh, I love the Aristocats. Love that film too. Oh, so many. Oh, sounds like so many films. Love.
Yeah, and there's even films as well that you sort of don't remember.
Yeah, that's it, exactly.
Like Treasure Planet.
Yeah,
That's one there. I remember watching that and being like, "Holy crap!"
Love that film. Oh my goodness me.
I used to watch The Black Cauldron as well. I liked that one. Fantasia. That's amazing. Yeah,
that's a good one. I don't think I've ever seen Black Cauldron, or I have, but in like bits, but never as a full.
It's like the one of the ones that they want to leave in the back of the Disney vault, but I've got a cult following. It has been ages since I watched it. Tarzan?
Oh, yeah, Tarzan. That was going to be on my top five, Tarzan.
Yeah, that's got some good songs. That's
got some good songs.
And they managed to...
You'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in my heart.
And my favourite part has been Well, technically, actually, I've missed off my favourite, which is Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
But the worst thing is, I don't really think of it as being a
Disney film.
Disney film, no. Because it's like, you know, it's a bit fucked up.
Yeah.
But I love that film so much.
It's another film that's totally off kilter for the Disney line.
Yeah, and it's sort of like it's weird how they do stay with like the princess stuff.
Yes, they do.
But then occasionally they'll just be like, fuck it. Yeah. Like, here you go, here's some weird shit. And you're like, oh, okay.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of anything else that's like sort of really like, I guess technically it's a live action one, but Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Because Miramax was owned by Disney when that came out. So technically, Silent Bob is a Disney princess. Is there any real princessy characters that you would be like, that's the one? Because, I mean, Rapunzel's the only one on both of our lists. I don't really think of Pocahontas as being a Disney princess, per se. I guess she fits into that line, though.
But like I say, like all of them, they're all... When I think of Disney princess, I think of Cinderella.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, is there any
from Frog and?
Is there anyone like that you're like, that's my prince? Like back in the day, was any of them your princess? Like, you're like, that's the one I gravitate towards.
Because
I really liked the character of Belle. I always, out of all of those characters. as a kid, I was more attracted to Belle because she was like
intellectual, books. Yeah.
Into she's books. Into books and stuff like that, and she's French, I guess.
Sure.
But like some of the others, you were like, I'm like, yeah. It's like Sleeping Beauty. I'm sort of like, no, I'm see, tired I'm
never,
enough.
Yeah, I'm never got into Sleeping Beauty or anything like that. I think Pocahontas was because I got a. Set a Pocahontas doll set, like a Barbie Pocahontas. Right. So obviously, I think mainly, obviously, I really enjoyed that film, and obviously, I wanted more of her.
Actually, thinking about it, I really sort of gravitate towards the animals.
Yeah.
Films as well, like
Lion King.
Lion King.
Fox and
Hound. Forget it. That was one of the best Lion King. The songs as well, like. And, like, I really liked the Robin Hood.
Yes.
I mean, I love, I'll sit and watch any Robin Hood.
Yeah, totally. But that's the best one.
That was one of, yeah, well, I mean, it's a top five.
It's a top five.
It's a top five Robin Hood. I don't know whether it'd be like...
Men in Tights is hilarious. I love Men in
Tights. Yeah, I mean, you can't not have Men in Tights.
We're Men in Tights.
Tights. Hanging around the bars and getting into fights. What's the most memorable Disney song to you? Like, you know, that you can never... You sort of just pops in your head every so often. You're like, oh, here we go again. Because I think for me it's probably Make a Man Out of You and You Ain't Never Had a Friend Like Me.
From the Jungle Book.
No. You Ain't Never Had a Friend Like Me from Aladdin.
Oh, Aladdin. Sorry, yes. My brain just went... Jungle Book for some reason with Robin. Yep, Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Yes. The worst of it, because I have quite a few Disney films songs on my phone and I listen to. They just literally constantly come into my head anyway.
Yeah, but there's got to be one that you're like, this is my sort of like top Disney song. Like, there's one that you're like. That comes into your head a bit more often, or that you gravitate more to. You crank up when it comes on your phone or something.
Well, it'll be "Make a Man of You," "Colors of the Wind," "Mother Knows Best," "Mother Knows Best." And the Aristocats. We are the Aristocats.
Not like everybody. I like that one as well.
Everybody wants to be a cat.
I used to pick mine up and dance with them to that one.
Yeah, and yes, I say quite. I have many songs.
He'd fucking hate it.
Everybody. Yeah, no. I love Disney and I have all songs on my phone.
Okay.
So, like, I loved. 101 Dalmatians when it came out. I didn't like Cruella de Vil though. She scared me. But I used to collect little ceramic...
Puppies.
Yeah. I thought they were really cute.
You had them. A collection of Winnie the Poohs as well.
Yeah.
That's one thing actually we didn't mention. Winnie the Pooh. There's a lot of poo.
Poo related.
Yeah. There's a lot of poo in there.
The worst of it, I'm just like, does that... I... wouldn't have classed Winnie the Pooh as Disney.
But Disney made the cartoons.
That's it, I know, exactly.
That's the thing, it's like... there were still Disney animated movies. Because technically, most of their stuff is like Hans Christian Andersen or like...
Yeah.
Or the Brothers Grimm or something like that, yeah. You know. It's not like original Disney stories necessarily.
No.
Apart from things like Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably it. There's probably more, but I can't think of any.
No.
Oliver and Company, wasn't that a Disney film?
Yes, that was a Disney film.
I think I've seen that like once.
Yeah. And then the one that comes after that.
Oliver and Company 2. More Company. Oh, there's Basil the Great Mouse Detective.
Yes! Oh my God, I love that film.
That was great. We got sent that by the video club by accident, and they were like, just keep it, and... we would watch it.
Yes, loved Basil.
It was so amazing. Dark.
It was so dark.
And I think the mouse was called Dawson or something?
I don't know, I can't remember. But yes. I love the little girl in it. She was super cute.
When the bats dressed up as her, though, that
really yeah, that was freaked me out. Like, totally.
What the fuck?
Totally. But yeah, oh, yes, Basil and the Mouth Detective. Yes. Yes, absolutely. But yeah, it's like, just talking about it, you think of more and more films, and you're just like, oh my god, need to watch that. I need to watch that.
Well, I mean, one day when the UK finally gets Disney Plus, can do it. Or yes. Unless we get a, you know, one of those VPN like blocker things, we can say that we're in America and then watch Disney Plus.
Yes.
On our devices. Anyway, that's all we've got time for today.
Mm-hmm.
For this podcast.
Watch some Disney movies.
Yeah, go out and watch some Disney movies. Come on, guys. That, I guess the recommendation is to put your favourite Disney movie on and just watch it.
Totally. Absolutely.
And
I would say stop what you're doing, but you might be in the middle of driving, which would be very, very dangerous.
just go pull home. Pull out your iPhone and start watching it. Basil the Great Mouse Detective and then crash into a wall and die.
No, don't do that.
What you love.
Don't do that.
Driving and watching Disney movies. Please don't do that.
Don't do that. We do not recommend that at all. Go home.
Big Timmy's House does not endorse driving and watching Disney movies.
Yes, or drive.
Or any movies.
Or driving and on your phone. Never and ever, never.
Well, looking at your phone. You can have your podcast on your phone.
Oh, yes, you can listen to your phone.
Don't take our bread and butter away.
Oh, no, you can listen to your phone, but not looking at your phone.
Right, guys. We're really going to go now. Don't forget to check out all our social medias. Don't forget to check out Mr. Jazz Chicken 87 on Twitch. And if you're listening on Twitch... Hi! I mean, you know.
Sure. Hi, Twitch people.
Yeah. Anywho, I've been Big Timmy.
I'm Lady Giggles.
Get out of my house.
Bye.
And I'll make a man of you. Or, you know.
Or a woman.
Yeah, I mean, whatever you want.
A person.
I'll make a person out of you.
Yes.
Damn.